Okay, we continue. Today's daf is brachos, daf memches. We are on memches on the top line. So we had mentioned yesterday, all these different potential halachos of where you can be mitzari for katan, right? Katan to a gimel, a katan to a sara. So Gemara now says, v'les hilchosa kechol hani shmaitasa. The halacha does not follow any of these, things that we heard. Ella, rather, the halacha is, Kihad Amar of Nachman, the halacha follows of Nachman that says, Katan hayodeya the mimivarchin mizamnim alav. If a katan knows to whom we give thanks, to whom we bless, when we bench, you can starve him mizamnim alav, which is somebody who's really pretty small. And the Gemara then says, we'll see Tosfos in a moment. Gemara says, Avayi v'rava, habiyasu kamei derabo. So Avayi and Rava, when they were young, they were sitting in front of Rabba, they must have been really young, Tosfos points out. Amaluhu Rabba, Rabba says to them, Lemim Avarchin. Like, you know, do you know who the Eberstein is? They have Lemim Avarchin. Amrile, they said back to him, Lerachmana. We bless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he asked them, Lerachmana Heichi Yosef. Where does he sit? So he doesn't mention, they didn't say Hashem is here, Hashem is there. They went out, Rabba Achve Lishmei Tlala. Rabba pointed, I looked up to the roof. Remember here the screen is in Shemayim. And Avayi nafik levara achvei klapi shmaya. And Avayi went outside and pointed, you know, upwards to the heaven. Amalu Rabba. So Rabba said to the two of them, Tarvaichu rabbonim havisu. The two of you, when you grow up, you're going to be big talmidei chachamim. Vahenu damri inshi. And this maisa is an example of what people used to say, of a colloquialism, butzin butzin. Miktifei yodei, that every gourd, even when it's young, you can determine how big or what's going to be when it gets bigger. But they would tell, because Abayi and Rava, I don't know what the big deal is. You tell, ask any 2-3-year-old now, they know the song. Abayi and Rava, you know, they're destined for greatness. So Tosfos says, the Gemara said, let's hilchos kol shmaita shmaita. The halacha isn't like any of these shmuos. The point out here is that There were like eight things that we mentioned. There were eight halachos that we mentioned. One was the katel, who's a baby, you can do zimin. Sometimes a katel, who's a baby, you can put him to 10. 9 plus an eved or mitzarif. 9 that look like 10 are mitzarif. 9 plus an aron's mitzarif. 2 and Shabbos are mitzarif. 2 talmid chachamim are discussing halacha, the community mitzarif. A katan who's poreach, which is a katan who has simonim of maturity, but not years, is also mizamin alav. So what's the less hilchos kahani shmaita seems to be that the kain nami Rabbi Yochanan, that includes everything, including Rabbi Yochanan. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said about the katan poreach, that he has signs of maturity. But it also says, right, the less hilchos kahani shmaita ela kahani katan a day mashma the kain nami Rabbi Yochanan. It's a mashman that goes and says that even the halacha of Yochanan doesn't apply, then which is katan poreach. The Gemara says, "Well, only here he also says that doesn't make sense." Shari ein derech haGemara shesosa divrei haAmorayim vaBraisa shehevi raya ledivrei Rabbi Yochanan beloshim tam. We quoted Rabbi Yochanan and then we brought a Braisa, right? So we supported Rabbi Yochanan. No one argued, and all of a sudden you say v'les hilchosa. So it doesn't seem to make sense. So Tosa seems to argue that when we say v'les hilchosa, it means everything other than Rabbi Yochanan, which means, so v'yish lomar, dekaya katon poreach, klomar katon poreach mezamnilav. I mean, what they're saying now is this idea of Abaye and Rava, we're going to keep katon poreach with another caveat. It has to be katon poreach who showed signs of maturity, plus this katon poreach knows to who you have to bench. And then the story of Abaye and Rava, which is an example of people who knew who you have to give thanks to. Where he says, "V'yishlom with a kaya katan poreach, kolam a katan poreach mezamilav." You do bench. You do include a katan poreach. Haynu dafka hayodei lemimavarchin v'tarvayu ba'inan. You would need both. So if you have a 12-year-old who knows who you have to give thanks to, you can bench. He can be mitzarif. Right? He says, "Ulefei rishenu." According to this, sarach lomar delo ma'isu udu labayv rabbi inan azamnei alayu. So the case of Bayan Rava wasn't a case of where we tried to include them because they were babies; they were young at the time. Not trying to include them into benching. El Lafari just comes to explain ma'u katan adele mimavarchin. It's a case of somebody katan who knows to whom we give bracha to. The mestama lo parchin habu. Most sense that these were not parchin. The imkain mahu rabusayu. Then if they did, what's the reboy im yodin mimavarchin? Right? The whole idea, and Rabbi also said that they were katanim, they were destined for greatness. So that's just an example to show what it means, l'mim varchin. So it's a pretty low threshold. You have to have 12 besides maturity, and no, l'mim varchin. He says, well, I have a Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, afopi deles hilchus ha-kechol ha-nishmai sona, even though the halacha is not like everything, but nevertheless, he says, miyu halacha k'Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. The halacha does follow Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who was the first statement that we made way back when, that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said that katal right, it was Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, afal picha Amr katan hamuta barisa imizan malav. You know, the katan who's like in a crib, we don't include in a zimun, but we do make him a connection for 10. If there were 9, you can make him 10. So that's what he said. He's from Game Time Passes like that. Afal picha zokol nishmaitem miyo halacha Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Amr katan mamush osa to snip lasara. Didn't we just say that you need poreach, signs of maturity, and to know who to give thanks to? Hainu dafka bishlosha. That's only to include in 3. I mean, there's a higher threshold for 3 than there is for 10. V'les hilchus hakani shmaita lo kai Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But when we say less hilchus hakani shmaita, doesn't apply to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And he gives a dafka. And then he says, go a little further down, he says, oh, it's not so snifla sara. And then he says, well, who are they in the tefillah? Sometimes also when it comes to davening, you can include them to count to 10, to make the 10. Then Tosas goes back and forth, right? He says, then Tosas brings the second to last short line, some of them start for katan, for tefillah, only if you have a chumash. He says, holding the chumash is min ashtus. If the aron's not, it doesn't count, and the chumash doesn't count. He basically, Tosas was saying, you don't even need the chumash. You can be mitzarif even without it. Then he brings down the Yerushalmi, and others say, no, that we don't, we don't mitzarif for katan and lalacha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes, it says katon shehigiyu le'onos hapu'utos, which is he reaches the level of maturity, v'yodei le'mim avarchin, and he knows to whom we have to give thanks to, right? Le'mim avarchin, mitzdarif amizav nalav, you can include him, umitzdarif, and he can be combined, bein l'shlosh bein l'asara, both for 3 and 10, which seems to be starif for katon for a minion. But Rama says, based on Tosfos and the Mordechai and the Rosh, the Yesh Omrim, the Amit Starf, and also Klal, we're not much Starf anybody, Adshi Yevel Ben Shloshasari until he's 13, Jana, the Azmach Zakina Lake, God Dosh Evi Beisar, so that's when we know that he's mature, the Chay Noah give the Ein Lashanos, and that's how we're Noah, and not Lashanos, not to include the Kata. But it's not so clear from Tosos over here about why not. Tosos seems to bring a lot of Shitos that you can be. You don't even need a Chumash, you don't need any of that stuff. You're someone who's a If you pass like Rishu ben Levi, you include the katan to 10 when it comes to the zeman, right? But we don't pass in that way. Fine. Next, okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Breider of Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, son of Shmuel says. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Breider Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. So quoting Rav, Tisha Achlu Dagon. So 9 people ate bread made out of wheat. The echad achal yerek, and one person ate vegetables. So he wasn't koveya the suda with them. Can they combine for 10? Right? Can they buy for 10? Amar Rab Zera. So he says, you say mitzarfin. They are mitzarfin. They're mitzarfin for 10. Amar Rab Zera. Rab Zera says, boy, my name Rabbi Yehuda. So I asked Rabbi Yehuda, okay, you just said 9 and 1. Shmone ma'u. What about 8 and 2? Shiva, what about 7 and 3? Ma'u, what's it in? Amrele, lo shna, there's no chiluk. And even in that case, they can be mitzarif to make a zimun of 10. They can be combined. Amrele, Rabbi Yirmiya, so Shisha, there's an issue on the Kirsha, is it Vadai or Vai? So Shisha, we'll go to Kirsha Vai, because that's what everyone changes it to, right? That's what the Bach. He says, woe to me, I don't believe I didn't ask. Why didn't I ask about 6? I should have asked about 6. I asked about 9, 8, 7. Why didn't I ask about 6 and 4? So I should have asked about 6 and 4. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yirmi, Rav Yirmi says back to Rav Zera, Shapir Avadato Dlo Ibailach. It's a good thing you didn't ask about 6. Why? Hasam Taim Amai. What was the reason why 9 and 8 and 7, they said that the Mitzarev, what was the reason? We shouldn't eat Ikaruba. Because Rov of the people had bread, so the minority will combine with the Rov to be able to bench with the minion. But Hachanami Karuba, so too here, there's a rove. So why wouldn't it have been any different? I mean, if that's the case, so why do you have to ask about 8 after you asked about 9? Why do you ask about 7? Why do you, the Gemara says no. But Iu Savar, and Rav Zera said no, I should have asked about 6, because Ruba de Minka Be'inan. Maybe you need, maybe the answer was because you needed a recognizable rove. But apparently 6 and 4 is not as recognizable as 7 and 3 or 8 and 2 or 9 and 1. You want to know where you draw the line. Maybe 6 and 4 is not a recognizable rove. It's too much of an irbuvia, and you wouldn't be able to recognize it, and it wouldn't have been the same answer. Rashi says, starts in the last of the top lines, the iu sava rab zera shayhaya something umitcharet al shalosh shal al shisha sava dilma ruba deminkar shapir ba'inan delechol dagon. The boy Menishishilo Habimatir. Maybe 6 he wouldn't have allowed. So he was upset that he didn't ask. That's when we changed the gear. So to Vai, he was upset that he didn't ask about 6. Now I'll give a little bit of a story. Yanai Malka. So Yanai HaMelech Umalkasa and his wife. Right? Rashi says, Yanai Malka, Yanai the king, Mamlechei Beis Chashmonoihai. He's one of the Hasmonean kings. The Hara Chachamei Yisrael. And he killed all of the Talmidei Chachamim, Shebo L'Apostol Min HaKohuna, because they wanted to make him possible from the Kohuna, B'Maseches Kiddushin. The story is in Maseches Kiddushin. There are other stories about Yana, and the stories about Yana Melech and Shimon Ben Shetach. They had a pretty rocky relationship. It was his brother-in-law. Right? She married Shimon Ben Shetach. So that's the story. So they wanted to apostle him from the Kohuna. So he killed everybody, the Gemara Kiddushin says. He killed all of them, and Shimon Ben Shetach ran away. His sister, the queen, Hilni, right? Hilni Amalka. She hid him. So now what happens, it's a wild story. Yana Malka and Malka said, Kirchu Rifta Bahadei Adadei. They ate a Suda together. Now there must have been somebody else there, because otherwise you have a man and a woman. Right? Bahadei Adadei. Umiktol Ilehu L'Rabbanan. This is after he killed all the Rabbanan. Lo Haba Ilei Inish L'Bruch Ilehu. No one knew how to bench to be Motzi anybody else. Which is weird. They just figured it out now. I don't know. So Amalei L'Bishayu. So Yana says to his wife, Man Yahivlan Gavra Dimvarachlan, where can we find somebody who can bench for us? And his wife says back to him, nowhere, you killed everybody. But Amrale, she says to him, Ishtabalid Imaistilach Gavra Dlo Mitsarisle, swear to me, promise me, that if I find you somebody who knows how to bench for us, you won't touch him. Because she hit her brother. So he swore. So Isisay was Shimon Ben Shetach Achua. So she brought Shimon Ben Shetach the brother. So I don't know. How far away was he? Where was he? Was he high, like, in the castle, that it would be a hefsek between the time they found him? Maybe this is just... I saw someone, maybe it was the Rosh Hashanah, said, the story can't be, because of all these questions, can't be that they sat and they ate, and then they were waiting for him to come. Must be they knew that they were going to eat and have a meal, and Yane was worried who's going to bench. So then they brought, he wiped out everybody who knew on the bench. So I don't know. So, Osne Bein Didol Diday. So they put...
Did he feel that not benching was a bigger...
Yeah. Apparently. So listen, people have cognitive dissonance on everything. People think that's not Akasha. People's psychology, that they'll be the biggest tzaddik in one thing and do horrible things in other instances. So they put Rav Shimon Ben Shetach between Yanai and Hilni. Amar Le, so Yanai says to Shimon Ben Shetach, Chazeis kama yikara abdin lach. See how much covet I'm giving you. Look at all the covet I'm giving you. So Amr Lei, Shimon Ben Shetach's back, says, Lo at komokras Lei. You're not the one who provides me with kavod. El orais hu demokrili. It's because of the Torah that I learned that I get kavod. Dixiv, as the Pasuk says, Sal silea utromecha tikabetcha ki tichabkena. If you twirl it, you'll be raised up. If you hug it and you love it, then you'll get kavod. Right? So Amr Lei, Sir Yanni says back to his sister, You see that this guy won't accept my authority. Even anything I say, he has to say something else. Maybe I want to kill him. I don't know, but I can't. So they brought Shimon Ben Shetach the cup of wine to bench on it in order to be motzi them. So there had to be another man here, because if it's just the king and the queen, then there's no zimun. Right, because we said that the woman's not mitzarif with the man to the woman. Okay, so Amar and Hechi Avarich. So Shimon Ben Shetach says, "Well, how can I rent bench with you now? I didn't eat anything. Basically, I didn't eat anything." Rashi says, "Hechi Avarich, below Nehanesi. I didn't have any enough." So Amar Nevar, what should I say? Baruch Shachal Yanai v'Chaverov Mishalo. So I should make the bracha and says, "Blessed be God who Yanai and his friends ate from his food, excluding himself," as Rashi says. Amar Nevar Shachal Yanai v'Chaverov Mishalo Bitmi. That's the question. So what does he do? Shasi lahu kasa. So he drinks that kos. He drinks that kos, and now and then Yahu kasa achrinu barich. So they bring him another kos to bench. Lots of questions. Number one, it's just a kos. Number two, if they brought the kos, that means they finished the meal. If they finished the meal, even if you drink the kos, how can it be mitzdarik with them? It's a separate meal now. So lots of questions are what happens. So yodli kos achrin uvarich. So Amr of Abba b'reid Rav Chiya bar Abba. So Rav Abba, the son of Rav Chiya bar Abba, says Shimon ben Shetach to Ovid ligarmei with the Ovid. What Shimon ben Shetach did was a das yachid. What he did basically was lo al pi alacha. Rashi says ligarmei with the Ovid ain't other modelo. No one agrees to him. Why the Hachi Amr of Chiya bar Abba Amr of Yochanan the Olam the halacha is ainu motzi is harayim and ichol vasan. You can't be motzi other people in Berachas Hamazon. So I'm not sure here if this just means zimun, or this means actually means he, in those days, he would actually say the, must be that he would say the entire benching with them, right? Ainu motzi is harayim and ichol vasan, ad sheyochol kizayis dagon. Until you have a, I'm not sure this means, Rashi says, ad sheyochol kizayis dagon, or micha'ochol kizayis dagon, miha mafik. If you have yotz, if you had a kizayis, then you can combine with them. Does that mean kizayis of mazonos, kizayis dagon, is bread? So he just had a cup of wine. So how was he motzi them? It must be that he did something that no one else agreed to. Listen, Shimon ben Shetach was under duress at that time also, because he's standing next to a mass murderer. So he has to kill all his friends. Maybe he had to be careful. Right? So Rashi says, but what's going on? Even if you ate a kizayis dagon, how are you yotzi somebody else? Rashi says, Afal gav the kizayis dagon, Shi'ur d'rabbanan hu, hid amr perak v'eshu v'eshu v'eshu. Kizayis is only a shimri d'rabbanan, right? The Gemara says there that Kadosh Baruch Hu praises Hashem that even on a kizayis they bench me. Meaning the raisa, it's v'chalta v'savatu v'rati. You need a much higher shir, right? Miu, so how is he being motzi? If he's only chayimri d'rabbanan, how is he motzi them their d'raisa? So he says, Miu keva dim chayimri d'rabbanan, since he's chayimri d'rabbanan, mechuyuv b'davar karinim bay. That's because he's still in the parsha now. It's mechuyav the rabbanon can be yotzei umotzi rai menei chavasan can be motzi the rabbim. Ah, the im tomar. What about if they say that the rabbanon can be motzi a deraisa? What about the katan? Im tomar katan shegi lechinuch. Right, when it comes to a katan who reaches the age of chinuch, who's now chayav be the rabbanon. Halo amri hachi. We don't say that he can be motzi other people. We don't allow the katan to be motzi the deraisas. So he says no. Vahu afilu mi rabbanon lechayav. Rashi is a big chiddush. He says a katan who's a gilech chinuch, doesn't even have a chi of the rabbanon on him. Why? The aleya de avua udaram lechunchei. There's no mitzvah on the katan to do things b'din chinuch. The mitzvah is on the father to be mechanech the son. So therefore, the katan doesn't have any chi of him at all. But therefore, that's a difference. Now he makes a distinction. Rashi makes a distinction between a son who's chayim midarabanan and a katan who's chayim midarabanan. A person who's chayim midarabanan, he can be motzi. The katan cannot. But then he brings down the Baal Lachos Gadolos Pasuk, Dafka, the Achu, Inu, Kazayas, or Kabetzik of Asay. It has to be the case where either there was a Kazayas, it was the same level, that Shimon ben Shetach ate a Kazayas and Yanai only ate a Kazayas, so they're both Chayav on the Midrabanan. Or if Yanai ate a full meal, must be that Shimon ben Shetach ate more as well. But he didn't eat more, he had wine. I don't know. The Achu, Kazayas, or Kabetzik of Asay. Aval Achu, Visavu, Lomafik. But if they ate and they were satiated, he can't be most of them. But those rashes, that can't be. The Bahag is wrong. He says it can't be that Yanai had a full meal and Shimon ben Shetach only has a kazayas and he's yotzing him. Okay, so that's Rashi says. Tosos says no. Tosos says doesn't like this idea, right? Tosos doesn't like the idea that's the chiluk between it. First of all, he says, who says that a katan is not chayef? Maybe a katan's chayef dim chinuch. It comes into a whole machlokas of what the din of chinuch is. But Tosos on Amud Beis has a different chiluk. You have to go to this nice Tosos, but he says Amud Beis, it's in the middle of the on Amud Beis. It says Elin Nira Lechalik. So what's the difference? Because Rashi's original question was, why does this person who is only Shimon Chetach is only chayef midorban and gazayas, why can he be mochi someone who's chayim midoraisa, but a katan who's only chayim midorabanan as well cannot be mochi somebody who's deoraisa? So he says near l'chalik, the katan she'enu bar chiyu klal deoraisa, a katan who at no point in time would have a chi of deoraisa, afilu achak esvia, even if he ate the full amount, hilchach in muchui b'davar koryin bay. If he's out of the parsha, a katan can never reach the level where he be chayiv deoraisa. So therefore, he can't be mochi someone's deoraisa. A person who ate less than a kazayas, since he's in the parsha, he has the possibility of reaching the level of deraisa, will allow him to be mochi somebody, because Tosel says technically, you shouldn't have to be able to eat anything to be mochi somebody else. The same way, if I make kiddush, I can make kiddush for somebody else because of our arvus. So too, by benching, I should be able to be mochi somebody else. We said you have to have a kezayis. So even though, because you're in the parsha. So once you're in the parsha of being able to be mochi somebody else, then even if you only chayim midrabanan, you can be mochi the raisa. The katan who's out of the parsha to begin with can't be mochi anybody. Okay. Just digressed a little bit, but I thought it was an interesting tosos. So we're stacked back over here where we said that Rav Yochanan said, in order to be mochi the rabim, yedei chovason, you have to be eating a kezayis dagan. So the Gemara then says, so most take out this word mesvei, so we'll take it out. It says, Rav Shimon Gamil Omer. Shimon Gamil says, it's a proof. Allah behesev imahim, if you went and you sat down with the other people who were having the suda, afil lo tibal imahim ela betzir, even if you only just dipped a little vegetable into the sauce, velo achal imahim, and you didn't eat with them, ela gigrogras, and you only ate like a small amount, achas mitzarif, you can be mitzarif. Mitzarif for the zimun. And Gemara says, it's derufi mitzarif, you can be mitzarif to be considered one of the three, aval lahotzi esarabim, dechobasan, achi yochak zayis dagan. But be the one who leads, you have to have a kezayis dagan. Itmar Nami, similarly we say, Am Ravchina Bar Yehuda, Mishmei Derava, Afilo Tabal Imam Ela Betzir, even if you dip a little bit into the sauce, or Velo Achal Imam Ela Gegroger as Achatz, we only eat a small amount, Mitzar, you can Mitzar for the Zimun, Lahotzi Yisarami De Chavasim, in order to be Motzi the Rabim, Yidei Der Chova, Eino Motzi Atri Yochel Kazayis. You're going to have a Kazayis. And Am Ravchina Bar Yehuda, Mishmei Derava, Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Achal Allah Yerek, if you ate a vegetable, vishasa kol shel yayin, or you drank a little bit of wine, mitzarif, you can be mitzarif to the zimun. Lahotzi, but to be motzi, einu motzi achiyoch gzayis dagon. You're not motzi until you have the gzayis dagon, which is the whole thing is to prove that Shimon Shetach was motzi others, but drinking the wine went according to his own shita, and people did not paskin like him for that. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman.
Includes a cake.
I think so. It doesn't say pas. It just says dagan. I'm not sure. Well, how does he translate it?
He says grain.
From grain. But he doesn't say bread. He just says you have to have the gamazonos.
He's not saying or. He says hilchasa achol ala yakarek vishasa. And he drank wine.
I think it's or.
It says or in the
English. It says or. But I think it means or. I think Rashi says or. It's one or the other. It's two things. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. So Nachman says, Moshe tikin Yisrael birchas hazan. Moshe was mitakin the first bracha of birchas hazan. What do you mean Moshe was mitakin? Zindoraisa. What's going on? So they say, he wrote Zindoraisa, what that you have to say it. And Moshe came and was mitakin what the nusach was. But why did he do that? Bishoy sheyored lehem man. He was mitakin the birchas hazan when the man fell. When did the man fall? Man fell before Matan Torah, right? So they were benching, right? But the chiyuv of Achatav Savata Virachta is it after? So, it's chronologically, it seems to be strange.
That was the ones that was given at the...
I don't know. Is that the one that was given at Mara? I don't know. Sham Sam Lahem Choke Mishmat. Okay, Yeshua Tikin Lahem Birchas Aretz. Yeshua was Masakin the Nusat that we have for the Birchas Aretz, which is Nodi Lecha, and finishes Al Aretz of Al Kol, and finishes Al Aretz of Al Mazon. When did he do that? Bishar Shinuchus Aretz. Makes sense. He was Birchas Aretz when the time they entered into the land. David Ushlomo Tiknu Bon Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo were metakin the bracha of Rachemna and together with Uvedei Yerushalayim. David tikin al Yisrael and Mechmar Yisrael Mirecha. David was the first to the part of Yisrael and Yisrael Mirecha. Shlomo tikin al Abayis HaGadol V'Yachadosh. And Shlomo did al Abayis HaGadol because he was the one who built the base of Migdash, not David. And then it says Tovu Meitiv, the bracha Tovu Meitiv, be Yavne Tiknua. That was made in Yavna after the Chor Meis HaMikdash, Kenegan Arugei Besar, to celebrate what happened with those who were killed in Beitar. Never of Matna Osa Yom Shinitnu Haruge Besar Lekvura, the day that the Haruge Besar were given to allow to be buried, right, that they were lying in the street, but they weren't decomposing. Tiknu B'Yavna Tova Meitiv. They made the Takana in Yavna Tova Meitiv. Hatov Shlo Esrichu, blessed the good that they didn't decompose and start to smell. V'Hameitiv Shinitnu Lekvura, that they were allowed to go to Kvura. So, how does that relate to benching? So I think, and I saw somewhere, is that they made the bracha of Atova Meitiv. It wasn't put into benching right away. They made a bracha of Atova Meitiv. Later on, it was included, it was put into benching for whatever reason. But I don't think the initial takana was to be put into benching. But so here, clearly, I'm not sure, does this mind the Amr say that benching is the Rabbanon, or the first read? Because even if you say that it's the Oraisa, and Moshe and Tikit, so Moshe did the first one, but Yeshua, David, and Shlomo, that's much later. So what they do till then? No, just, okay. Tana Rabbanan. So Tana Rabbanan, Oraisa, what's the benching? Say the Birchas HaMazon Kachi. This is the order of the Birchas HaMazon. Number one, Rishona, Birchas Hazan. Hazan Aslam Kula B'tuvo. Shnia, Birchas HaAretz, right? No Delecha, right? Shlishis, Bonei Yerushalayim, which starts with Rachim. Revius, the fourth bracha, is Vatova Metiv. And on Shabbos, you don't have to make a separate bracha for Shabbos. Maskil b'nechama, umesai b'nechama. You open the bracha, well, b'nechama, the first part of the bracha is Rachem Na, asking for nechama, and that goes up about Nechmatzim Yerushalayim. And you end with nechama, which is Bonei Yerushalayim, just like during the weekday. V'omer Kedusha Yom Be'emtza. And you put Kedusha Yom Ritzei in the middle, which is what we do. We put Kedusha Ritzei between Rachem and Ubenei. Rashi says, Ubishabis matkil b'nechama. He says, Klomar, eino tzarech lo l'sayim, Klomar means, right, don't take it literally, take it figuratively, eino tzarech l'sayim v'lo l'astil b'shal Shabbos. You don't have to have its own bracha, right? Ella matkil b'nechama b'nechama, b'n Yerushalayim kari nechama, right, Kol Heichi Demaskel Ben Rachim Nechemina. Tosa was quite quote for Kutras. Right, Tosa knows Rashi. He's a Maskel Ben Chama. He says, "Perish our Kutras. Lav Dafka Maskel Ben Chama Umasayim El Kolmar. Dein Tzurch LaHasker Shul Shabbos Lo B'Sicha Lo Ben Chama." We don't have to mention Shabbos in the beginning or the end. Right, El Be'Emtza. Aval Maskel Umasayim Nechma Shulayim Kol B'Chol Shomer Rachim. Fine. The Yeshem Maskelim Ben Nachamenu. Right, some have this other bracha that we don't have of Nachamenu. B'Chosmin Ben Nechma Sini Rech of Yerushalayim. The reason why they have this is the Rachim have a lashon tchina. Rachim is a lashon of tchina. Now let's say tachanunim on Shabbos. Ve'enum tachanunim b'Shabbos. El nachem ain't a lashon tachanunim. He said they had this other girsa to avoid saying Rachim, which is a daven for tachanunim. And Tosa says that's ridiculous. He says no. He says at the bottom he says uminok shtusu hamishana brachos alchol. It's uminok shtus to change. Second time uminok shtus on Tosa today. You know it's idiocy to change. This is the bracha. You don't have to worry about tachanunim or not. You can say the bracha. Okay. So that's Birchos HaMazon. Rabbi Lezer, so he says, so right, we said now that Tanakhama says here that you just put Ritzei in between Rachim and Uvenei. Rabbi Lezer says, Ratzel Omer Menachama, Omra. If you want to put it in between, you can say it there. Birchos HaAretz Omra. If you want to put it in the bracha of Noda, you can put it there, which we actually follow Nisim, we put around the lecha. The brachas tikkun chacham leyavne omer. If you want to put it in tovah meitiv, you can put it there. You can put it anywhere you want. Chachamim omer. Chachamim say ain't no omer ella ben nechama bilvad. Chachamim say no. The only place you can put ritzei is in bracha rachim. So Gemara says chacham had a tanakama. Well, that's the same thing the tanakama said. What's the difference? No. Ika benayi di oven. The machlokas is b'di'evet. The chiluk in the tanakama chachamim is what if somebody forgot to put ritzei in the right spot in between rachim and uvenei. So according to the Tanakhama, b'di'evet, it's fine. You don't have to be chozer l'varech. But if Chachamim say, no, you're not yotze Yehovah, you have to go back. Because he says, ein or asayil omer ela b'nechama. Right, you have to put it there. I mean, that's a halacha. It has to be put there. If you forgot, you have to go back. Tana Rabbanan. Now we go back to some stuff that we've already seen. Minayin lebirchas hamazim in the Torah. How do you know that benching is a din d'oraisa? Shemar, the pasuk says, v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta, zo birchas, so what's going on here? Here we have the gears of zo birchas hazimun. That's the introduction. Of course, Tanakhama says, birchas hazimun is the rabba sign of Arich. Es Hashem lokecha, Hashem lokecha, zo birchas hazan. That's hazan asolom kulo. Ala aretz, zo birchas haaretz, that's no lecha. Vahatov, zo boni mishlayim. Aretz v'chalto v'sevato v'rachto, es Hashem lokecha, aretz hatova. Tova equals Yerushalayim. How do we know that Tova equals Yerushalayim? V'cheinu Omer, Hahar, Hatov, Hazeh, V'halvanon. This great, good mountain. Right? Asher Nosamach, Hazeh Tova Meitiv. And Asher Nosamach is Tova Meitiv. So it seems for here that a Tova Meitiv, according to this Mandamer, is De'oraisa. Right? And the Zimun is De'oraisa. Because everything is being De'oraisa. So Eini El Acharav. I only have the V'chiyah to make the bracha at the end, after you eat. L'fana Minayin. How do you know you have to make a bracha beforehand? Amarta kavachomer, or you make a kavachomer. Keshu saveya mevarich, when he's satiated, he makes a bracha and thanks Hashem. Keshu arayv lokoshekein, so he's about to eat, when he's hungry, lokoshekein, he should make a bracha. We rejected all this earlier in the Sefer, I thought. Okay. Rebbe Omer, no, Rebbe Omer, Eino Tzarech, we don't have to learn the Chi of Bracha Rishona from the Kavach Omer. This is how he learns it. He says, V'chata v'savata v'rata shomakecha, zo birchas hazan. Aval birchas hazimun, birchas hazimun. What do we learn birchas hazimun? Like we said before, we don't learn birchas hazimun from v'chata v'savata v'rata. You learned it out. We had other two psukim. We said either Kishem Hashem Ekra or Gadol Hashem Iti. Right, Gadol Hashem Iti Nafka. Ala Aretz is birchas Aretz. Hatova is born in Yerushalayim, Keno Omer Har Tova Zeh Havanon, and Hatova Meitiv, he says, no, that's B'Yavda Tiknua, that's the Kanas Chacham in B'Yavda. So, Eli El Acharav, I don't have to make the Bracha afterwards, Lefon Aminayin, how you know beforehand? Talmud Lomar, Asher Nosson Lach. It says, Asher Nosson Lach, Misha Nosson Lach. When it's given to you, at the moment it's given to you, when is it given to you? But beforehand, it's given to you, they have to make the Bracha. Right? When we pass him, we pass him that it's the Birchas Rishon is the Rabbanon, and also all these shitas here now, see, to me seems to be indicating only talking about the Birchas HaMotzi. Doesn't talk about all the, because they're making the Kavach Omer back and forth between, with benching, and it's talking about the Bracha beforehand, which means to be HaMotzi. I don't know.
There's also a discussion of the first paragraph is part of Zimun or is part of benching. Didn't we have that?
We had, yeah, we had that. I don't know how it interplays here. We did.
We hold it's not part of the Zimun.
We have Yitzhak Omer Eino Tzarech. We have another limud that the Chi of Bracha Rishona. Harei Omer, the Pasuk says in Shmos, Ubarech es lachmecha ve'es mimecha. You should bless your bread and your water. Al tekri uvarech, elo uvarech. Meaning they're talking about it's mitzivoy. You have to bless it. The emas kari lechem, you have to bless your bread. When's it called bread? It's only bread before you eat it. Kodem she'achlenu. Once you eat it, it's in your, it's not bread anymore. So he says kodem she'achlenu, so therefore it says ubarech, your bread, to make a bracha on your bread. Again, only talking about the bracha shona on hamotzi. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, no, eino tzarech, I have a different proof. Hareyu Omer, it says, this is in Shmuel. So this is Shmuel. The story is, Shaul is coming around, it's right before Shaul becomes king, he's coming to look for Shmuel. He can't find him. So he goes and he asks a bunch of these young girls, where's Shmuel? So they said to him, Bevoachem ha'ir came to Shuoso, when you come into the city, you'll see him. B'terim ya'aleh ha'bamasa lecho, before he goes up to the bama to eat. Ki lo yochel amad bo'o, no one's going to eat until he comes. Ki hu yivarech ha'zevach, because he's going to make a bracha on the korban, acharei kein yochel akruim, and only after he makes the bracha, everyone who's called there is going to eat. So he's going to make a bracha on the korban. So Rashi says, ki hu yivarech ha'zevach, acharei yochel akruim, lemedcha teaches you, shetoon levarech lefnei achila, you have to make a bracha before you eat. Al ha'zevach u'omer, on the zevach, he says, baruch asher kirishon mitzvah tzivonu echos ha'zevach. You have to make a bracha that you're about to eat the korban. So a lot of the Achronim ask, what's the proof here? Rashi just says that what bracha is he making? Asher kirishonu mitzvah tzivonu, it's a birchas ha'mitzvah. We're trying to find the proof that you make a birchas ha'nenim beforehand. And Rashi brings the thing from a birchas ha'mitzvah on the korban? What's the raya? I don't have an answer. What's that's not a proof. That's a totally different thing. How you know you have to make a birchas, you have to make a bracha on your food? Could you share a circuit shalom shalom tzibonu on al kilos lulav? It's a different type of bracha. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says, Kol kach lama, why did the girls speak so much? Shmuel just asked them, where's Shmuel? He should have said, he's at the gate of the city. And they go on to this whole thing about it. So he said, Lefisha nasim dabroni's hand. Whoa, because women are very loquacious. Put it there. Women, it's a nice way to put it. Women speak a lot, right? Right. Why do they take 40 years in the desert? Because Jewish women can't walk and talk at the same time. That's the like, ooh. So
write that down.
Right. That's it. No.
Write that down.
So Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, no. What's the reason why they took so long? They wanted to look at Shaul. They wanted to talk to him. He was a beautiful man, and they wanted to look at him. So they tried to speak as much as they could, so they can benefit by looking at him. The Ksid, how do you know that he was so beautiful? From his shoulders and up, he was greater than everybody else, which means he was tall, but it means he was very beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yochanan says, no, it's a halachic reason. Because one malchus, one kingdom, cannot impinge on the reign of another kingdom even for one split second. And until that time that Shaul meets Shmuel, it's Shmuel's time to rule, and only at a certain time would it be Shaul's time to rule. So Hashem made it that they would speak a little longer to delay, because that's the amount of time that was destined for to be Shmuel and Shaul's. The Eini Ela Birchas Hamazon. So now I know they don't have a bracha.
Down to the second,
right? Chatzos Laila. The Eini Ela Birchas Hamazon. I only now know about Birchas Hamazon that you have to bracha on food. before achila and after achila. Birchas Torah minayin. How do you know Birchas Torah? Also, you have a chiyuv to make bracha on Birchas Torah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it's kabel chomer. It's kabel chomer. Chai sham b'varechim. You make a bracha on things that are only for this world, right? On physical items. Al chai olam haba. No, on things that gets you to olam haba. The culture came. You have to make a bracha on it. Rabbi Chiya bar Nachmani. Talmidol shel Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rishum Rabbi Shmuel in tzarach. No, you don't need that limud. Shari Omer. The pasuk says ala aret hatova asher nason lach. Right? It says nason. So he makes a hekesh from nason, just like nason by benching makes him, you need to make a bracha. So too by birchas Torah. But according to that, it's only talking about bracha afterwards. So according to that hekesh, you should make a bracha after you learn Torah. Remeir Omer, Remeir says, no, minayin shekeshim shemivarech ala tova. He says, how do you know that just like you have to make a bracha on the good, kach mivarech ala ra, so too you have to make a bracha on what's seemingly bad, right? Everything is good, but it's seemingly bad. Talmud Omar, asher nosan lecha Hashem alokecha, on everything that Hashem gives you, to make that, you have to make a bracha. Dayancha b'chol din shedancha, bein mida tova, bein mida poranios. You have to give a bracha on everything Hashem gives you, whether it's mida tova or mida poranios. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzair Omer, ein otzarech. No, how do I know that you make a bracha on learning Torah? Hareyu Omer, the pasuk says, it says, it doesn't say tova, it says hatova. So tova is a Torah. Tova is Torah. V'cheinu Omer ki lecha tov nasat lechem. That's so, but hatova is binyan Yerushalayim. That's talking about Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Omer hahar hazeh v'atov v'alivanod. That's what, so that's the limud of tova hatova. Okay, I think we'll stop here because this continues a little bit to the bottom. Have it to tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Right.